Recorded Books presents David Dixon's Day as a Dachshund by Catherine Holmes, illustrated by Ariel Landy, narrated by Christopher Gebauer. Chapter 1. Best Idea Ever. David Dixon's backpack wouldn't stop wiggling. As he walked quickly down the hall toward Mrs. Gnarl's room, David hugged the backpack tight to his chest. He couldn't wait for show-and-tell time. Judging by the squirms and shimmies coming from his bag, neither could his surprise.
"Almost there," David whispered into the gap he'd left at the top of the zipper so his surprise could breathe.
"Who are you talking to?"
"Nobody,"
David yelped, spinning around. His classmate Riley stared at him, hands on her hips.
"What's in your backpack?"
"Nothing."
David's backpack sneezed. Riley raised her eyebrows.
"Fine," David said. "It's my show and tell."
"What is it?"
"It's a secret."
Riley stared him down.
"Tell me."
David stared back.
"Not yet."
After a long pause, long enough that David wondered if Riley was going to ruin everything by being a tattletale, she shrugged.
"You owe me. Call on me first."
David breathed a sigh of relief.
"I will."
He followed Riley into Mrs. Norell's room. Most days, he was the last kid in his seat. Today, he went to his desk right away, tucking his twitching backpack under his chair. David sat in the front row. He'd wanted to be in the back next to his best friend, Owen. Unfortunately, their teacher last year, Mrs. Huang, had warned Mrs. Norell to separate them. Plus, sitting up front was supposed to help David stay focused. David had a brain that was full of ideas. Big, messy, wacky, wonderful ideas. Like the time he and Owen had found some paint in David's dad's storage shed. Mrs. Huang had recently read them a book about the artist Jackson Pollock. David had stared at the colors, fire truck red, sunshine yellow, robin's egg blue, and he'd had an idea. What if they splatter-painted his garage door? It had been a true masterpiece. Then there was the first grade trip to the science museum. David had been learning about how blood moved through the body, and he'd had an idea. What if he and Owen were blood cells and the hallways were veins and arteries? They'd raced around for half an hour before Mrs. Huang caught up with them. David's ideas didn't always end in triumph, but sometimes things worked out perfectly. Today was going to be one of those days. Owen walked in the door. David waved him over and positioned him between the backpack and Mrs. Norell.
"Stand here."
"Okay," Owen said.
This was one of the great things about Owen. He always went along with what David said to do.
"Look!"
David bent down and unzipped his bag so Owen could see inside. Owen's eyes went wide behind his glasses.
"Is that?"
"It sure is."
"Do your parents know?"
David waved away the question.
"I didn't ask them. They would have said no."
He quickly put the bag back under his chair.
"I have to call on Riley first during show and tell, but you'll be second."
"Everyone, take your seats," Mrs. Norell said. When Owen lingered, she added, "You too, Owen." David didn't want the teacher to think they were up to something, even though they kind of were.
"Go,"
he told his best friend,
"and don't say a word to anyone."
"I won't."
Owen went to his desk. When Mrs. Norell turned around to face the chalkboard, David did an excited wriggle in his chair. Then he leaned down to touch his backpack. The puppy inside nuzzled into his palm. David had a lot of ideas. He was an idea machine. This was his best idea ever. Chapter 2. The Opposite of Boring. "Who would like to go first for show and tell?" Mrs. Norell asked when she'd finished making morning announcements.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?